This difference in expansion rates affects the geometry of the universe and the paths of light rays in ways that could be detected by astronomers. E.g., it would alter the number of galaxies observed to be rushing away from us at various velocities, as well as the numbers of galactic gravitational lenses, galaxies whose gravitational field bends the light of more distant objects enough to form multiple images. The observations so far are inconclusive, but these issues are being actively pursued at several observatories and should eventually confirm or rule out a cosmological constant that provides 80-90% of the present mass density of the universe. Such a cosmological constant is so much less than would have been expected from estimates of quantum fluctuations that it would be difficult to understand on any other than anthropic grounds. Thus, if such a cosmological constant is confirmed by observation, it will be reasonable to infer that our own existence plays an important part in explaining why the universe is the way it is. For what it is worth, I hope that this is not the case. As a theoretical physicist, I would like to see us able to make precise predictions, not vague statements that certain constants have to be in a range that is more or less favorable to life. I hope that string theory really will provide a basis for a final theory, and that this theory will turn out to have enough predictive power to be able to prescribe values for all the constants of nature, including the cosmological constant. We shall see. Chapter 10. Facing Finality. The pole at last. The prize of 3 centuries. I cannot bring myself to realize it. It seems all so simple and commonplace. Robert Peary, diary, quoted by him in The North Pole. It is difficult to imagine that we could ever be in possession of final physical principles that have no explanation in terms of deeper principles. Many people take it for granted that instead we shall find an endless chain of deeper and deeper principles. For example, Karl Popper, the dean of modern philosophers of science, rejects the idea of an ultimate explanation. He maintains that every explanation may be further explained by a theory of conjecture of a higher degree of universality. There can be no explanation which is not in need of a further explanation. Popper and the many others who believe in an infinite chain of more and more fundamental principles might turn out to be right. But I do not think that this position can be argued on the grounds that no one has yet found a final theory. That would be like a 19th century explorer arguing that because all previous Arctic explorations over hundreds of years had always found that however far north they penetrated,